God lives without pain. God lives without pain. We want to think that God is human. We want to think that God experiences the things that a human might experience. And when we are human, we sometimes experience pain. Now, why do we experience pain? Why do we experience pain? We experience pain because we are going contrary to the principle. We are going contrary to the law of cause and effect. We are going contrary to all those things. The law says, I am whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect, I'm whole and perfect. And we say, I am sick. And so, when we go contrary to the law that says we're whole and perfect, then we are going to make ourselves sick. We're going to make ourselves ill. And God is never sick. God is never has pain. God cannot have pain. If we would start to realize that we are divine beings, and as divine beings, we are living in our divinity all of the time. We are living in our divinity every moment of our life. And as we are living in our divinity every moment of our life, what are we doing? We are saying to ourselves, all is in divine order. We are saying to ourselves, all is wonderful, all is beautiful, all is fabulous, all is glorious. We're saying those things to ourselves. Why? Because that's what we want to believe. That's what we want to know about ourselves. Now, why is it we don't say, I'm whole and perfect? Why is it we don't say, I like me? Why is it we don't say, the world is wonderful, fabulous, glorious, everything about the world is imagination par excellence? Why don't we say that? Well, because we allow ourselves to say that we are human beings. Now, okay, you are an actor, and you're acting on the stage. You're in movies, you're in stage shows, you're in all sorts of presentations, and you're an actor. And as an actor, you're supposed to be a given person from a script. Now, that person from the script has problems. That person from a script has all sorts of things going wrong in their life and making them unhappy. And you say, wow, they are certainly realistic. They are certainly acting the role very well. They are certainly playing the game very well. And that's the point. We play the game of being human when we actually are divine. God is always divine. God can never not be divine. We sometimes pretend that God is not divine. We pretend that God has human qualities about it and that it understands our human nature. Well, our human nature is not our real nature. Our human nature is our stage nature. It's our stage personality. What role are we playing as we are living on this stage of life, in this theater? What role are we playing? We're playing the role of human being. And we say a human being can have pain. A human being can have sorrow. A human being... God never creates anything for itself that is contrary to its highest and best. It is always living in its highest and best. And we want to make it down into the human aspect. We want to make it down into something that God is not. God is the purity, the allness, the goodness of the universe, and you are God. I am God. All is God. All there is in this world is divinity. Now, we may play any kind of a game we want to play. And as strange as that may seem, we may play any kind of a game that we want to play. And when we play this game, what are we doing? It's a game. It's theater. It's something that's putting on a show. It's pretend. Let's pretend. And so we pretend that we are not divine. We pretend that we are not wonderful. We pretend that we are not magnificent. We pretend that we are not all that we really are. How long do you want to go on pretending that you are not divine? How long do I want to go on pretending that I'm not divine? Pretending that I age, pretending that I'm young, that I'm old, pretending that I'm anything. Why is it whenever we see pictures of what saints are to be, we see them as divinely, eternally youthful beings. We see them as their ideal self, the ideal self that they are, because that's what they really are. That's what they really are, their divine self. Now, do you want to see them as your divine self? Do you want to see yourself as your divine self? Do you want to see yourself in the purity, the wholeness, the goodness, the magnificence that you are? Then you have to see yourself as your highest and best. Now, you don't even know what your highest and best is, do you? You don't even know who you really are. And because you don't know who you really are, you cannot express it. Because you don't know your highest and best, you cannot express it. Now, you can play the game of being lesser, and that is really quite more difficult, a great deal more difficult than playing your highest and best. Your highest and best is your natural self. Your lowest self is your unnatural self. And do we want to be our unnatural self? Do we want to live in our life in an unnatural state of being? Or do we want to live in our life as our highest and best? Do we want to live as God lives, its highest and best? God does not know our problems, because these are just illusions that we give to ourselves, and then we take them away and we change them. One day we have the illusion of a hurt in our foot, and the other day we have an illusion of a hurt in our heart, and another day we have the illusion of feeling fantastic, we feel glorious. We forgot all about the hurts. We forgot all about them. We forgot all about them because they were no longer given attention. They were no longer an attitude in our life that we were playing with. We are living our highest and best. Yes, and that's what we want to always be. Be our divine self, our highest and best. Be our glorious self, our highest and best. Be the fantastic quality that we have, our highest and best. Do you have the possibility, the capability, the opportunity to be your highest and best? Yes, you do. Do I have the ability to be my highest and best? Yes, I do. Do I want to be my highest and best? Oh, I certainly think I do. I want to be my highest and best. And so, if I'm going to be my highest and best, I must be like God. I must be like my divinity within myself, which never knows pain, which never knows anything contrary to its nature. And the nature of God is all good, all beautiful, all fantastic. The nature of me is all God, all good, all beautiful, all fantastic. Now and always, every moment of my life, I live in this divine state of consciousness. As God, I do not know pain because I am my divine self. I only know wholeness. I only know right action. I only know truth. I only know goodness. I only know who I really am. And I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm vital, dynamic, alive. I'm 25. Any age is perhaps the wrong age, but to be 25, to be youthful, to be dynamic, to be living at your primo point in life. We want to live beyond that primo point of life. We want to be ageless. We want to be the allness. We want to be the only quality that exists in the divine. And that's wholeness. And that's what you are. And that's what I am right now, today. Accept this wholeness in you as I accept it in me, and say, with me of each of your creation, I love you. I love you. I love you.